Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Here in the Northern Hemisphere, we have our Harvest Thanksgiving in September and October. Perhaps you have celebrated one in your church recently. We live on a blue planet, so tiny in the vastness of the universe, brimming with life. Because of you from space, or even a very high flying aeroplane, back in the days, is not our usual perspective, we usually have a down-to-earth perspective, one that is on earth at ground level, which is more local, more now, more pragmatic. Of course, we can imagine the blue planet, watch the TV show of that name as well as other nature and geography programs. But the truth of the matter, I think, is that we are not overly aware of cause and effect, our behaviours and the effects they have. We have learnt over time how to live better, think plumbing and sanitation for starters, and I think any study of aromacology, how smells affect our behaviour, will reveal that we'd prefer to live now than in any past. To live well in this world means knowing and understanding the interconnectedness of things, pretty much of everything. I was intrigued to hear that in the desire to save tigers from extinction, there is a global goal to double their numbers between the last year of the tiger, which was 2010, and the next year of the tiger, which is 2022. And there are consequences for this, of increasing incursions by the growing numbers of tigers on the farming animals and sometimes people who live near to their reserves. And there is also a loss of crops as other animals move away from the predators. Of course, it is a noble goal to save the tiger. But how do we assess the risk, the cost, and the consequences? And yes, let's save the tiger, indeed, every species. Such discussions are never easy. They never have been. But what they reveal are the principles which are important to us so that we can live well. And that includes our children and grandchildren. The discussion and controversy about our climate. The emphasis over the last few decades about what is sometimes called green theology stems, I think, from the realization that the principle of profit over sustainability isn't sustainable. We need another perspective. In the Bible, the relationship between humanity and creation is variously described. We are the apex of a triangle, or flip the triangle and we are the most dependent on the rest of creation, or we are the center of all the biological relationships because our behavior is the single biggest contributor to everything that happens on the planet. And yet, life still happens around us. The seeds germinate without us. And perhaps it is the farmer who has best realized that living here is a gift. That life is a gift. And of course, when we think in terms of gift, that implies a giver. We can think similarly holding a baby, and perhaps think we have procreated. We are the givers of life to our children. But it doesn't take too much thinking to realize there is something else or more involved, or someone. And so I think it is a good thing that especially away from rural settings, Harvest Thanksgivings are still held around this time in the Northern Hemisphere because looking at the produce from the land and the merchandise from the factory, we are reminded that we are beneficiaries of so many gifts. And yes, there is that nagging niggle again about a giver. For Christians, Jesus has saved us to live. The focus isn't heaven. The focus is now. Heaven is now secure, so we can pretty well forget about it. His rescue from the powers of sin and death and the false promises of power people have when they think they are in control places us into proper relationships and gives us the best perspective. That we live best when we and everyone lives well. That we are in a relationship with each other. And in Christ, that means everyone and not just our family or tribe. And so each generation needs to switch their brains on about how we can live well and make things better and make things even better for those who come after us. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have again shown your kindness by giving us the fruits of the earth in their seasons. Help us to use them rightly, to your glory, for our own well-being, and for the relief of those in need. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.